Yeah. Making her way to the mic. They start dimming the lights. You start feeling alright. From Birmingham, home of the Teddy Longs and the rumor stutters. More once you discover. For all of the lovers, Whitney Houston and Roman Reigns. For all of the lovers, Mickey James and Marvin Gaye. For all of the lovers, and Sasha Banks, Janelle Monáe, Silk, Sonic, and Paige. Allow me to say. Look, I just found a place, sweet escape. For every one of us, I was kinda late. Cause I just made it off the struggle bus. Walking by the faith, cause I know it's right in front of us. Yo, I ain't with the hate, gotta focus on what's great. Ladies and gentlemen, Steph Hardy is on the air. Had to drop a couple bars just to make you all aware. So, sit back, relax, enjoy the show. You know, I go by Joe or the rest of you.
Hey y'all, welcome to a new episode of HWP Extra, brought to you by The Hardy Wrestling Podcast. Of course, I'm your girl Stephanie Hardy, host and creator of The Hardy Wrestling Podcast, HWP Extra, and Steph and Cat Talk WoW alongside Katrina Blake of In Cat We Trust, where we cover WoW superheroes, which is coming on tonight. So I hope you are watching that tomorrow and tonight as well. But I am here to give you a new episode of HWP Extra because there's a lot of talk about a certain boss, a certain CEO, a certain blueprint, a certain standard girl who hasn't wrestled since May, right? And so, of course, if you've been watching HWP Extra, you know that I did start my Mercedes Moné series where I was discussing all of her matches since she made her debut earlier this year in New Japan Pro Wrestling and for Stardom in order to make more history inside of women's wrestling in Japan. Because, of course, Mercedes Moné said that her wrestling in Japan was really her dream before she went to the WWE, of course, as Sasha Banks. So after, of course, she and Trinity both walked out of WWE, they made their dreams come true. And of course, Mercedes went to Japan and Trinity went to Impact / TNA. And now they're both incredibly successful in what they were doing. Of course, Mercedes won the IWGP Women's Championship from Kairi Sane earlier this year and had a pretty stellar run until, of course, she ran into injury at Resurgence against Willow Nightingale. But of course, so much has happened since then, and there's so much conversation surrounding Mercedes and where she could possibly go next after she has healed up her injury. She has shown all kinds of cryptic posts leading us to believe certain things. We've seen different reports. No one knows exactly where she's going to be. But here I wanted to talk about all of the amazing matches in the series. So if you have not watched them already or listened to them already, you can go listen to them on the Hardy Wrestling Podcast Extra and also watch them on the YouTube channel because I have an entire playlist of all of the episodes that I've done talking about Miss Mercedes Moné and her matches post WWE. And of course, here now I'm going to be talking about her New Japan Pro Wrestling matches that she had for the New Japan Strong Women's title in that small tournament that took place in May of this year. So that's what I'm here to talk about. And of course, if you're watching live on any platform, be it X / Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, thank you guys so much for watching and for being supportive of HWP Extra and all of the other iterations of the Hardy Wrestling Podcast. And in the comments, we have Jeffrey saying, "What's up? Hey." And he's saying that nobody really knows where she's going to end up, but I do know where I want her to go. LOL. And we're going to get into that a little bit later. So of course, if you are watching, share and subscribe to the channel as well, and just continue to support the vibe. So of course, We are here to talk about her two matches in the New Japan Strong Women's Title Tournament at Resurgence. Now, of course, Resurgence took place earlier this year in May. This was May the 21st, 2023 at the Walter Pyramid in Long Beach, California. Now, this is actually a beautiful structure. The more I actually did some research and looked into it, I was just like, this really does look like a full-on pyramid, except it's not made out of course, the brick that we know of in Egypt. Like, it's a really cool, you know, building. Like, I always love it when people can recreate pyramids but then turn the building into something else. And clearly the Walter Pyramid is an arena that's meant for like different sporting events. I know they have different basketball events and stuff in there as well. But yeah, this was where they had Resurgence this year in this amazing spectacle. And this was in Long Beach, which is where Mercedes says she was gonna go after she lost her match against Mayu Iwatani for the IWGP Women's Championship at Stardom's All-Star Grand Queendom. And so, of course, she has roots in Long Beach, California, because, of course, that is where her cousin, WWE Hall of Famer, and, of course, famous rapper and just amazing side quest person Snoop Dogg is from. And so she was able to pay tribute to that in different ways. But basically, this is where the event took place. And if you can look at the inside here, it's a really amazing roof and everything. But here, this is where a basketball game was taking place there. But yeah, I just wanted y'all to see the inside of it. It's a really cool building. And of course, since she was in California, a lot of her friends actually came to see her wrestle. And two of those friends were two of her co-stars from the series The Mandalorian, of course, that Disney Plus series that she starred in as Cosca Reeves, as one of the Mandalore who actually takes their masks off. And these two women are Katie Sackhoff and Emily Swallow. They are two of the other Mandalore who fight side by side with her. And to know that they were in the audience to see her wrestle was just really cool for me. I was just like, oh my God, that's amazing that y'all would support her in this way, because there are some, you know, Hollywood stars who, you know, say that they like wrestling but don't necessarily like fully feed into it. But then you have your other celebrities who fully feed into the idea that they love wrestling and actively support it on a regular basis. So the idea that Katie and Emily were here to support her in that way was just really amazing. So big ups to Katie Sackhoff and Emily Swallow for supporting her in that. And yes, Jeffrey, they are from The Mandalorian, which of course stars Pedro Pascal as the main character. But yeah, it's a really good show. I do recommend that people do watch it. It's really cool if you're into Star Wars lore. And of course, the very first Resurgence took place in 2021, I believe. And just to paint a picture for you, the very first Resurgence took place and there was no women on the card, which is pretty insane to think about. But yeah, like at that point, New Japan Pro Wrestling did not have any women on the very first Resurgence card. And the idea that this history was being made with this tournament for this brand new championship was just, you know, unprecedented. And the fact that you had people with the star power of Mercedes Moné and Willow Nightingale in it was just such a huge deal. And I just think that's just really amazing to put into perspective when you really think about it. Yeah, like they did not have any women's matches on the very first Resurgence. So now they had these women's matches taking place, and that's just a really cool deal. And of course, it wouldn't be me if I didn't shout out one of my favorite people on the planet, Miss Emily Mae Heller, who has been everywhere this year. If you do follow me on social media, you do see me repost some of her pictures and say, this means Emily be everywhere. She is, of course, a co-host that I met in another place, and she has been nothing but supportive and helpful in my wrestling journey since I've started. And just seeing her get her hosting on and get her correspondence on for New Japan, I believe she's even in Japan right now as it stands now, and just seeing her, you know, interview all these amazing people has just been so great. I am just so happy for her husband. I am just just really happy to see her interviewing all of these amazing people. And this is her at Resurgence interviewing Willow Nightingale before the match took place between her and Mercedes. And I just had to stop right here and just give her her flowers. Like, this year she has been doing an amazing job. She is also, you know, the one who asked the very first question in the Survivor Series press conference after, you know, the shock of the century happened with CM Punk returning. So Emily May has really been, you know, kicking all kinds of butt this year. And I just wanted to stop right here and give her her flowers because she was all over this event. She did the press conference for it and everything. And she just does amazing work. So shout out to you, Emily May Heller. I don't know if you're watching this or if you'll watch this later, but girl, just know that I am so proud of you and I love you so much, and you are a superhero to me in every aspect of the word. I love you, girl, so much. Yes, Jeffrey. Emily is really great. She is a celebrity, and she is definitely getting there. She is getting there, and I am just so proud of her. So, the first match, the first person that Mercedes had to fight in the New Japan Strong Women's Title Tournament was Stephanie Vaquer. Now, of course, I was definitely intrigued to find out who this woman was because I was just like, okay, her name is Stephanie. My name is Stephanie. We got the same name. Girl, who are you? And I was just really amazed to find out, you know, how accomplished this woman was. Of course, she was born in Chile, so she is of Chilean descent, South American descent. She is the current CMLL World Women's Champion and one half of the very first ever CMLL Women's World Tag Team Champions with Zyxes. Now, for those who may remember Zyxes, you know, she was on WWE programming before in the very first Mae Young Classic. And she had a stellar match with Big Swole, who was known as Ariel Monroe at the time. But I remember seeing the both of them fight each other and just falling in love with the both of them in that tournament. And Zyxes wound up moving forward in the tournament. But either way, you know, Stephanie and Zyxes are women's tag team champions in CMLL. Stephanie has also wrestled for Stardom and Ice Ribbon, and she challenged Mayu Iwatani for the IWGP Women's World Championship at Lone Star Shootout, which is another New Japan event on November the 10th. But she didn't, I believe she fell short of that because Mayu is still the champion. And she is also a survivor of domestic violence. And that is something that I absolutely admire. Like, I love it when people, not just women, but also men as well, you know, rise above being in situations, you know, that are toxic like that, and then rising above it and creating a new life for themselves and becoming phoenixes and rising through the ashes. So I was very enthralled to hear her story. Now, I'm not going to tell it here, but if you do look it up and see, you know, what she's been through and what she's survived, like, she has definitely, you know, survived some stuff. And that is very admirable, Miss Stephanie. And she ranked number 54 on PWI's Women's 250 this year. So that was really amazing to see, and I just can't wait to see and more of what she has to offer as an athlete. And she really did impress me here in this match with Miss Mercedes Moné, my GOAT. Now, getting into the match proper, of course, you have both of the entrances that took place and everything, but Mercedes came in dressed up with like this gold robe that was kind of sparkly, but you could still see the rest of her gear. And she had on a crown, like an Egyptian type crown. And of course, that was paying tribute to the whole Egyptian vibe that the Walter Pyramid does, of course, give when you're there. But then the rest of her gear also paid tribute to Snoop Dogg because it had his different logos from his various albums all over it, and it was in blue. And of course, if you know Snoop Dogg and his, you know, street life, you know what the color blue means to him. So the idea that she was able to pay tribute to him and also pay tribute to where she was at with her first level of gear was really amazing. And then her hair was really cool too, with the red and everything. I really liked this hair, and it really, you know, it really stood out, and it kind of reminded me a lot of the hair that she had in her match against Mayu Iwatani. So this was a really good look for her, and I really, really liked it. But then, of course, she would go on to gag me later on in the tournament, but we're going to get to that in a little while. So, of course, there was a lot of star power and a lot of fans came to see Mercedes Moné, as you see with this fan with a sign that said, I drove 300 miles to see Moné. And look, I get it. Because I remember ordering my very first New Japan pay-per-view to see her. Like, you can't deny her star power anywhere, because usually a lot of people were talking about, like, I know people were talking about, oh, well, I don't know if she's going to do that well in Japan, or I don't know if she's going to be successful in Japan. But literally when it came to Battle in the Valley, which I did cover when she faced off against Kairi Sane, that event sold out, guys. So the idea that people drove over 300 miles to see her wrestle, that's not something that's unbelievable at all, because she has that star quality. She has that star power. So this was really precious to see. You also saw little girls dressing up in their old boss sunglasses to see her as well. So yeah, and Jeffrey saying she really be going all out with her gear. Absolutely. And then of course, when you're married to Makazi, who makes the best gear anyway, oh my god, like, it's easy for that to happen. So this match started, of course, with a scuffle lockup. Now I say that because they started with a lockup, but then they were scrapping and fighting each other and punching each other a whole lot. And then Mercedes pushed Stephanie to the corner, and then Stephanie kicked her off, and then Stephanie went for a unique cover. But then, of course, Mercedes kicked out of that, you know, trying to go for sort of like the quick finish there. But that wasn't going to work, because Miss Mercedes is going to fight. OK, and Mercedes went for a blow, but then Stephanie ducked it. And then Mercedes went for a wrist lock takeover. And then Stephanie maneuvered up and then gave a front arm drag to Mercedes Moné. And we wound up seeing a lot of these different lucha arm drags in this match, and I really appreciate that, because that just shows more of their technical prowess. I like that a lot. And then of course you had Moné battling back with another arm drag, and then she tripped up, and then she tries to trip up Stephanie, but then she went for a cover, and that went for a two count. So this match started off really quick. They wound up starting, like, it started off like really fast when it came to the action. And I was just like, man, like, if they're starting off really quick like this, then there's no telling how the rest of this match is going to go, considering they started off really fast. And as you can see here, she had her, you know, it's kind of in a triangle choke with her legs. Mercedes was trying to submit her out, but then Stephanie wound up, you know, maneuvering herself out of it. She popped out of it, and then Moné hit a side headlock takeover again. And then Stephanie responded with a triangle choke as well. These women had each other's number throughout the match, and it was really interesting to see, because clearly they have been studying each other, and you could tell throughout the match that they had been, because they were mirroring each other's moves, even in this picture right here, where you can see that they even scouted each other's drop kicks and wound up landing in a superhero stance at each other, to which the crowd was applauding it. And it was just really cool, and I was just like, okay. It was almost like that moment where you hit the person with a couple of combos, and you stand off and be like, okay, I see you. I see what you're doing. And you kind of just scope each other out. That was amazing. I liked it. But it gets even more amazing there. Stephanie raised her hand up, you know, and tried to go for an original, it looked like an original sort of lockup here, and then Moné reached for it, but then Stephanie knocked her down and then ran the ropes as Moné rolled under her and then jumped over her head kind of with a toe touch like a cheerleader. And I was just like, okay. Okay, Mercedes, you've been jumping over things. You've been practicing in the gym, jumping over her like that. And I was just like, okay, it's giving cheerleader. It's giving bring it on. I like it. And then as she prepped for another move, Stephanie covered her, and then Moné reversed the pin for a two count. And then both women twirled each other until Mercedes Moné climbed up the ropes and hit a Mexican arm drag to Stephanie. And that was really cool. And then Moné went for a hurricane into a crossface, but then Stephanie drug herself to the bottom of the rope for refuge, and of course broke up that count. And then Monet stepped on Stephanie's left hand and then talked trash to her and said, look, this is my ring and all this stuff. Y'all know her. She gonna be a heel and talk trash the whole time. And then with the open right hand chop, she chopped her in the chest and then did a wrist lock takeover arm drag and then climbed the ropes again with great balance. Like, there was a point where she hit balance and it was just like really amazing to see that. And I was just like, these women are giving their all up in here. Yes, a test of strength tease. Get it, Jeff. Yes. So Mercedes hit a back elbow to Stephanie, and then Stephanie battled back with running into her with an arm blow. And then Stephanie proceeded to run into Mercedes ran into Stephanie with her double knees, and then she lifted Stephanie on the top turnbuckle and went for a strike, but then grabbed Stephanie's head. And this was kind of where it got a little bit dangerous, because Stephanie actually twisted Mercedes's head onto sort of like, you could say, like an arm bar onto the ropes. And I'm always impressed whenever wrestlers do this, whenever women's wrestlers do this too. They sort of grab you and then they're hanging themselves and balancing themselves while also trying to tear your arm off. And I just love stuff like that. And I was like, okay, Stephanie, I see you giving your all to this woman. And like I said, she really impressed me here, and I really want to see more of her matches. And I'm going to definitely look her up a little bit later on when I have the time. And then both girls separated from each other from that point. And then of course, Mercedes was in pain and she was like, oh my god, this is really hurting me. And then Stephanie hit a springboard crossbody for a two count. So after this point, Stephanie, you know, took advantage, but then Monet went for a double axe handle, and then Stephanie kicked her after ducking her. And so they were just all over each other in this match. But on this part, this is what gagged me, because this part reminded me of Charlotte Flair. This was where Stephanie had locked up Mercedes's head in between her legs and started slamming her head and neck into the mat with her legs. And that is something that I love to see. Like, that is just one of my favorite moves, because I just feel like that would shake up your brain, number one, shake your neck off of your shoulders and really just tear you up. And I'm just like, god dang, like Stephanie is really going for it. Like, ghost name twin. Like, I really like that. And it just kept going and just kept going. And Stephanie's confidence, you know, begins to grow as this happens. And then Stephanie grabbed Monet's hand and then twisted it. And she grabbed her hand and then twisted it and thrust Monet in across the ring. And then Monet went for a sunset flip, but then Stephanie stepped on her in the midst of that. And then she hit a leg drop onto her for a two count. And I'm just like, Jesus Christ, I don't know who's going to win this. Hey, Randy. Yeah, that's, you could say that's Charlotte's move, but a lot of people use it. So it's not really stealing, because it's wrestling. You know, everybody uses everything. That's just the way I think about it. Then Stephanie ran Mercedes Monet's head into the turnbuckle and then threw Monet into the other ring corner. But then she met a big boot from Mercedes Monet. So Miss Ma'am was trying to fight back on the ropes. And this is where, you know, this is kind of normal and par for the course for Mercedes. You know, she'll get outside and, you know, gather herself. But then once she starts kicking you, once she gets her balance and she kicks you over the rope, that's where she gets a lot of her strength and her mojo back out there. And then Stephanie stretched Mercedes's legs in the ropes and then dragged her legs and then snapped Monet for a dragon screw. And then that went for a two count as well. And these, like I said, these women were going back and forth and back and forth, and you really just did not know what was going to happen. But then as Mercedes had her moment, she climbed up on the apron and then hit her Meteora, even though they didn't call it the Meteora on commentary, because of course, you know, that reminds you of WWE a little bit. I still call it the Meteora, and she of course flies in the air and hits those double knees. And this was where Mercedes got really amped up here in the rest of the match. And I was just like, yes, girl, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, do it. Come on, do it. You know, and also I would like to say working this match was also Johnny Robbie. She had on a t-shirt for New Japan and she sort of crouched in the corner. But Johnny Robbie is an independent wrestler, but she was also known as Robbie Rocket in the first season of wild superheroes. And when I saw her rewatching this match, I was like, oh my God, that's Johnny Robbie. So shout out to her. I hope she's doing well. I know she had won a championship at one point. And she hasn't popped up on WOW this season yet, but I thought that was really cool to see her. I was like, okay, girl, there you are. And so Mercedes ran up the ring post and hit a DDT onto Stephanie after hitting that meteor. And it was just really cool to see that take place. She was spinning and then she hit the DDT and I was like, God dang, come on, girl. And the match just continues to go on. There were CEO chants all over. Then Monet hit an Irish whip and then she hopped up on top of, on the top turnbuckle and used her legs to throw Stephanie into the turnbuckle. And then she hit another meteor from the top rope to a two count. And this was where Mercedes was like, nah, it's over. Like, I'm going to end this right here. But did she end it right here? Absolutely not. And this is where she went for her very first moneymaker in this match. But Stephanie, who studied her every move, broke out of it and backed her up into the corner and escaped out of it, right? And so Monet reached for the bottom ropes and everything, and then she broke it up. She broke up the moneymaker, and she wound up hitting a pile driver onto Monet for and her to her knee for a two count. And then Stephanie went for a suplex and then Monet reversed it for a roll up pin. And then Monet's forearm got caught by Stephanie. And then Stephanie hit her in the head and she sold it really well. Cause as you can see, she's laying back on her shoulders, not even on her back. Like she's like, oh, like she really got hit really hard. And I was just like, oh, you're so dramatic. I love it, my baby. Then Stephanie tried to hit another leg drop to Mercedes, but then Mercedes rolled through, locked up Stephanie's arms for the moneymaker. And then Stephanie, of course, ran up the turnbuckle and broke it up again. But then Stephanie rammed her twice into the turnbuckle, hit her backstabber, and then hit the moneymaker to advance into the finals. So even after all of that fighting and all of that twist and turn, Mercedes was able to hit the moneymaker finally, and she went on to the finals of the New Japan Strong Women's Championship tournament. And this made me happy. I was just like, okay, because she was really my pick to win, because I'm just like, okay, she lost the IWGP women's title, so now she has to go and win this new title to be a first ever champion, you know, because that's something that Mercedes is famous for. Like, she's famous for making history a lot of the time and being the first of something, like the first Black woman, of course, to main event WrestleMania, the first ever WWE women's tag team champions with Bayley. Like, she's a first ever, you know, pay-per-view headliner. She is a first ever person. So the idea that her going forward in this tournament and the idea of her winning the title was something that I was definitely here for. I was like, okay, she can do this. She's going on to the finals. This is going to be really cool. But then on top of that, I was just like, well, in the midst of her, you know, winning this tournament, she could possibly face off against Willow Nightingale, who is also an accomplished African-American wrestler as well. So I was just like, okay, all of this history could very well be made and it could very well, you know, make more history and it could be amazing. So I'm just like, okay, this is going to be great. But it all starts with her moving forward in this tournament. And I was just really excited about that. So after she moves forward in the tournament, Willow Nightingale winds up beating Momo Kogo to move forward to the finals of the tournament. And then, of course, you have that's Mercedes making her entrance out. You have the match between Mercedes and Willow Nightingale. And I was really thrilled with this when it was happening. I was just like, yo, Willow is about to fight Mercedes. This blessed my soul. But before I get into how much it blessed my soul, we have to get into the fashion. Miss Ma'am Mercedes' second gear was patterned off of sort of like a Disneyland type of deal. And of course, she had on her Mickey ears because y'all know Disneyland's in California. And she had gear that reminded you of Snow White from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. She had on the yellow bottom and the blue bodice on the top with the cape and everything. And I thought that was just so cute. I was just like, excuse me? This is like the most gorgeous thing I've ever seen. Then on top of that, this feeds into my notion that I think that Mercedes Moné should be counted as a Disney princess because she's a Mandalorian warrior on a Disney Plus original show. I mean, duh. She's from California. Her cousin is Snoop Dogg. And then Snoop Dogg's other cousins are the Gross sisters from the Proud Family. Like, if you watch the Proud Family Louder and Prouder, you know that the Gross sisters said that Snoop Dogg was their cousin. So that means that Mercedes Moné is related to the Gross sisters. So that means all of them are Disney princesses. And she's a Disney princess. And I will hear nothing of it. Okay? She's a Disney warrior princess. And Mercedes should be appreciated as such. So this outfit was really cute, and I just love the ear component of it because, of course, anytime you go to Disney World or Disneyland, you've got to have those Mickey ears. I got to go to Disney World at some point because I haven't been since I was a child. So, oh my God, I got to go. But yeah, this whole outfit was just so amazing and just so cute, and I just loved it. And as a Disney adult, it ticked all my boxes. I loved it. So yeah. We had this historic match about to take place between these two amazing Black women. And I just have to address how much this really means to me, you know? These two women are the second, or I believe almost the third, set of Black women to main event a pay-per-view within the span of 3 years. And the idea that Mercedes and Willow both are at the center of all of them happening is really a blessing. Because, of course, you have Mercedes, who main evented WrestleMania with Bianca Belair in 2021. That was a historic moment. That was a beautiful moment, a moment that made us all cry and made us feel really good inside. It was a very award-winning moment for the both of them. It was incredible. And then, of course, you had Willow versus Athena, which took place this year. I believe that main evented Death Before Dishonor, if I'm not mistaken. If I am mistaken, please correct me in the comments if you're watching. But yeah, like, that main evented Ring of Honor, and that was incredible. And then you have this match, which main evented New Japan Pro Wrestling Resurgence. Like I mentioned earlier, at the very first Resurgence, there wasn't any women's matches. So the idea that this is the second ever Resurgence and you have two Black women main eventing it was such a huge deal. It was such a huge deal. And it makes me emotional on another level because I've met and commentated for Willow at Black Girl Magic last year in 2022 in Brooklyn, New York. And she is the sweetest soul. She is amazing. She does amazing work in AEW. And she is someone who I definitely have my eye on next year to rise above and be an absolute top babyface in AEW. She has the star quality. She has the attitude. She has the work ethic. She has everything you need in a babyface. She just needs that bigger opportunity. And I am just so thrilled to see these women at the top of their game unapologetically and main event in these events. It is such a beautiful sight to see. It's something that I do wish I did see when I was a child, but the child in me here again, like I always say, continues to live within my adult self. So the child in me is still very much fulfilled and feels very much affirmed and seen from things like this. And, you know, in 10 or 20 years from now, if we all have children somehow, you know, we'll get to look at stuff like this and show our Black children and Black girls stuff like this. And then for all we know, we might be raising the future of wrestling later on. And they might say, I want to be a wrestler because of Willow, or I want to be a wrestler because of Mercedes and all of the other Black women that have made history and Black people that have continued to make history in wrestling. And this was definitely a part of that. And I just wanted to just take some time before I get into the action to really just bask in the glow of the excellence, the Black excellence of these women. I just wanted to do that because I'm just so grateful that I got to get to experience this history. Like, before I turned 30, Lord, like, thank you. I'm just so grateful for them and everything else. So, of course, to talk more about Willow Nightingale and her history, she is, of course, the 2023 AEW Women's Owen Hart Cup winner. She's a three-time New York Wrestling Connection Starlet Champion, because she is from New York, and she is wrestling on 0 Hour tonight at AEW's World's End. She will be fighting Chris Statlander, who is also a hometown girly. So please check that out, you know, on YouTube as well. She's a one-time NYWC Fusion Champion. She was number 8 on the PWI Women's 250 this year, and number 40 on the women's 150 last year. So that's a huge bump up, you know, like, that is a great bump up on the list. I'm really proud of her for that. And she's a one-time Queen of Combat tag team champion with the iconic Faye Jackson, of the tag team Thick and Juicy. And of course, she was victorious at Black Girl Magic 2022 last year with Brooke Valentine as Thick and Juicy 2.0. And me and Faye Jackson had the honor of commentating that entire event together, and just watching Willow's growth since then has been amazing. And I just want to see her reach the tippy top, okay? It just has to happen. Yes, Jeffrey, Black excellence. Up in here. It's unapologetic, okay? So we've gotten into the fashion, and of course, Willow's outfit, you know, sort of fits the sort of the standard of what she usually wears to the ring a lot of the time. But this one was golden and black, and I thought this was very beautiful, and it accentuated her skin tone really well, and it accentuated her hair, because of course, she has the big, beautiful brown hair, black hair, and then she has like the blonde streak there as well. So this really accentuated her beauty and accentuated, you know, just her essence. And it was just a beautiful moment. Both of these women looked astounding. And of course, they were fighting for that beautiful purple title that you see there, the New Japan Strong Women's Championship. So this match started kind of with, as far as I know, it really started with "This is awesome" chants, and I love that for them, because they were definitely basking, you know, in the moment and in the history that was taking place, and it was just really beautiful. And then Willow, of course, being the sweet baby face that she is, reached out for a handshake, and then Monet accepted it, but then Willow twisted her wrist to sort of like a show of strength, and then Willow got slapped by Mercedes, and I was just like, oh my god, my baby, she just got slapped by my goat. It was so hard to root for either. If I didn't know who to root for in this match, I was, because I love both of these women so much. I love Mercedes to the bone, but then I love Willow to the bone, and I was just like, god dang. But when she slapped Willow, I was like, oh my baby. And then she was just like, and then Mercedes was like, who the hell do you think you are? And I was like, oh snap. It was really cool. So Monet charged at Willow with a headlock, and then they ran the ropes, and then Mercedes slid underneath Willow and went for a pin attempt, but then Willow moved into a headlock onto Mercedes in order to, you know, battle back again. And then Willow tried to toss Mercedes Monet, but then she landed on her feet and went for a pin attempt, but of course that was a two count. And Willow gave an open-handed chop to Mercedes at a certain point. And then Mercedes leaped into Willow's arms as she tried to go for a hurricanrana, but then Willow stopped her in midair, and then she lifted her up. But then Monet reversed it into a pin, and then Willow mounted her for a pin, and they basically just went back and forth between different pins. Yes, Jeffrey, I was very conflicted. I love my girls now. I love my girls. I was very conflicted. I didn't know who to. It was a mess. I was emotional. It was a mess. And then Willow went for a sit down splash, but then she missed. And then Mercedes locked her arms and then rolled Willow around to try to prep for the moneymaker. But of course, Willow countered it with a booty bump into the back of Monet. And then Mercedes went for a strike. But then Willow blocked it in order to give a forearm and a huge pounce. Okay. Willow's pounces, if you watch AEW or if you've ever seen her wrestle anywhere, y'all know her pounces low-key look like as hard as any football player's pounce. Like, when she pushes you, it's like, yo, like, she yokes you all the way forward to the other side of the ring, and that's exactly what she did to Mercedes. I was like, god dang. I was like, Willow, show them who you are. Show them who you are, ma'am. Like, I was here for it, and I was just like, okay, you better pounce her, even though I love my goat. You better pounce her. Show her that you are not afraid. Like, Willow truly rose to the occasion of fighting someone like her. And then Willow walked over to Mercedes and then clotheslined her after she tried to get up. And then after there was a count break, after they got knocked out of the ring, Mercedes got smashed by Willow's arm she smashed Willow's arm into the turnbuckle. And then Willow pulled Monet in for another clothesline. And then that was a two count right there. And then actually it was about three clotheslines. It was like a series of clotheslines for a two count. And then Willow lifted Mercedes and then slammed her onto the mat. And then she did the strong arm pose. Like, yeah, I'm strong and I will lift you. And I'm just like, Willow, you better be strong. I love you. Like, Willow is one girl who just loves to show off her strength and those big old arms. And I really feel like she could lift me if she wanted to. But I will say this, though. She gives amazing hugs. I'll say that. And yeah, Mercedes did sell that pounce well in the picture. Yeah, it's like she sold it incredibly well. If it's anything Mercedes is going to do, she's going to sell a move, okay? She's going to give it her all, even though it low-key almost looks like she's about to die in the midst of it. I was just like, oh my God, help. But either way, it's okay. Willow went for another slam, but then Mercedes wiggled out and then chopped Willow's leg down, which is a smart strategy because someone who is as strong as her, you know, you got to chop her down, you know, by hitting her in her different limbs so she can be weakened. And I get that. That was a pretty sound strategy there. Willow then chopped Monet into the ring corners. Then Mercedes battled back with chops of her own. And then Willow slammed her into the ring corner again. And then Monet twirled Willow around. And then Willow hit a cartwheel and a dropkick to Mercedes. And I have a picture of it. Like, this cartwheel, like right here in this picture right here, this was where Willow was about to thrust Mercedes for it, but then Mercedes was getting ready to thrust her for it. But then Willow hit a cartwheel and then hit a drop kick to Mercedes. And I was like, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You better be athletic. Do it. Do it, Willow. I was so proud of her. I was so proud of her in that moment because I was just like, how many people do you see do a cartwheel and then flawlessly transition into a dropkick after that? I was just like, girl, you are eating down in this match. She was eating down. I was just like, come through. Come through. I loved it. I just loved that entire thing. I was just like, girl, I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. It was so hard. But yeah, that was really cool. And then this was, of course, a pivotal point in the match where there were "Let's go, Willow, CEO" chants. It was just really interesting how that happened. But then Willow, of course, grabbed Mercedes' upper body and then kept pouncing onto her to wear her out. And of course, you know, belabor her breathing, you know, and stuff like that. And then Mercedes hit a jawbreaker to get free from Willow. But then Willow hit a powerful clothesline to further destroy Mercedes down. And then Mercedes went for a roll up with a two count. And then Mercedes then caught Willow and one of her kicks, and then that just wound up, you know, working out better for her. And then Mercedes hit a spine buster. She ran the ropes and hit a spine buster, but then she then she wound up getting lifted and then slammed into the mat again. And then Willow executed a Boston crab onto Mercedes. And then Mercedes put one finger on the rope in order to break it up. And I was just like, that is just so funny to me that she was so desperate to get out of that Boston crab that she reached out one finger to touch the ropes in order to get free. I was like, girl, y'all are really giving it to us. Like, I really love the drama. It was just so good. And I'm glad I watched it live too. And then of course, Monet was agonizing as Willow was sort of bargaining with the referee, as if to make sure, are you sure she didn't tap out? Yeah, Willow, maybe she didn't tap out. And then Willow thrust her right shoulder into Monet's abs and then lifted her onto the top turnbuckle. And then Willow forearmed Monet's chest as she climbed up. But then Monet, of course, elbows her in the head multiple times, and then Willow punched her back, and then both women are standing up, you know, onside onto the turnbuckle, and then Willow threw clubbing blows to Monet's back, and then Willow executed a superplex onto Mercedes, and then hit a two count cover. But then Monet sought refuge from her, but then Willow got really frustrated at this point of the match, and then she ran Monet into the turnbuckles, but then Monet had moved out of the way at one point to jump over the top rope, and then Monet created a combo of strikes and turnbuckles against Willow, and then Monet climbed the top rope, and then Willow slapped her in the head and in her forearm, and this was where the match got really iffy and really tough for me to witness, because as Monet was climbing the top rope, as she was on the top turnbuckle and so was Monet, Monet proceeded to elbow Willow's neck a whole lot, and then Monet climbed up, and then she misstepped and fell onto the floor, and this was where she broke her ankle. This devastated me, because I was just like, she got up immediately, but then you could tell that from the way that the crowd reacted, that something was awry. And I was just like, what's going on? Like, what's going on? And Mercedes had broken her ankle. But the thing is, she rolled back into the ring and went for a cover to Willow, but then Willow kicked out. And I was just like, so this woman is going to keep going. She's going to keep going. Okay. And as the match kept going, Willow picked up Mercedes and then ran her into the turnbuckles and then tried again, but then Monet slid out. And you could still tell that Mercedes was favoring her ankle a little bit as she was hobbling up and everything. But then Monet bent Willow into her, into the banks. Well, not the bank statement. Oh my God. Yeah, the crossface bank statement. That's what you kind of want to call it. And then she got smashed on the way down, though. And then Mercedes tried to roll through for a pin, but she got lifted up by Willow, who hit a doctor bomb. And that actually wound up getting a two count. And Willow was like, bro, what do I got to do to knock this woman down? And so she lifted her up for the power bomb again and then ran her into the turnbuckle and slammed her down and hit the power bomb again and pinned her for the 1-2-3. And Willow Nightingale was the winner of the tournament, and she became the first ever New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong Women's Champion. And of course, this surprised a lot of people. This surprised a lot of people because a lot of people really did think that Mercedes was their favorite to win. So the idea, you know, that everything went awry, you know, and then no one really knew officially if Mercedes was set to win the match. No one knew officially if, you know, Willow was set to win the match. But either way, Willow stepped up to the occasion of fighting someone who she even called the most prolific women's wrestler of our time. And after she won the title, she grabbed the microphone and thanked Mercedes, you know, for, you know, fighting with her and for making her, you know, step up her game and for, you know, giving her a game. And this devastated me as well, Jeffrey, because they wound up having to carry Mercedes out, you know, like, even though she finished the match just like a professional, the way like you said, it's like, you know, it wasn't like she wasn't at her full power. And it was devastating, you know, to say the least. But at the same time, you can't discount the fact that Willow, you know, earned this opportunity as well. Like, she had been working really hard. And so the idea that she is the very first New Japan Strong champion, it's just a really good thing. So congratulations to Willow for this accomplishment in her life, and for facing off against someone as amazing as she. Like, it's incredible. It's really incredible that she did that, even though it came at the worst circumstance. Willow and Mercedes both made the best out of the situation, and they put on a stellar match. It was a really, really good match. And Yeah, for all we know in the future, you know, in my mind, I was just like, well, if Mercedes heals up, you know, she could go after the title again. Now, of course, Willow is no longer the New Japan strong women's champion. That title is now being held by Julia, who I hear is a heck of a wrestler, a heck of a women's wrestler. So I'm glad that it's being held by somebody like her. It's really great. But Willow will always be the first. And she will always be one of the Black women who main event in a New Japan pay-per-view for the first time ever. Like, that's something her and Mercedes share, and that'll be amazing. So I am really here for that, and I'm here for her success. But I was devastated from that because I wanted to see more of what Mercedes had to offer when it came to the New Japan and the stardom side of things when it came to that. But with that ankle injury, she was out for a long time. Like, this event took place in May, and now we're in December going into 2024, and it's pretty full circle that this is where we're at now, because it was so interesting that this time last year there was so much mystery about where Mercedes was gonna go. What was she going to do? Was she going to come back to WWE? Was she going to go to AEW? What is this woman going to do? Like, this woman is such a buzzworthy queen that it's just like, wherever she goes or whatever she posts, everybody is going to see it. It's like the wrestler Kevin Knight said, Mercedes Moné is the Beyoncé of professional wrestling. And that is a very astute observation by him. That is absolutely real. She is the Beyoncé of wrestling. And it's like every time she posts a thing or you see her training or she posts a video, you see, you know, everybody flocks to it immediately and they try to speculate what her next move is. And of course, it's funny that it's full circle that we are back at this point now, because just last year we were having the same conversation about where is she going to go? You know, is she going to, you know, go back to where she once was in WWE? Is she going to go to AEW? Is she just going to go back to Japan? You know, is she going to go to TNA? There's so much speculation. And it's just, I put this picture here because this year she made one of the greatest debuts I've ever seen a woman make. She came with all of this fall to Raw, with all of this amazing outfit and everything, with this crown on her head. And she knocked the heck out of Kyrie and said, look, I'm going to beat you and I'm going to make you bankrupt and you can bank on Moné. And if anything, she has taught us women that in wrestling that we should bet on ourselves and seek to be in places that uplift us and be in places that make us safe and be in places that value us. And she has done nothing but raise the bar more and more each time. And I just can't wait to see what she does next. Now, there have been so many rumors, even up until today, how people, you know, felt that maybe the talks between her and WWE may have fallen apart. There have been rumors of a possible Impact appearance because Scott D'Amore, the president, said that they are currently in talks to lock in the biggest person that they've ever had, the biggest contract or the biggest free agent that they've ever had. And there's so much speculation with the idea that she could be an Impact because she could reunite with Trinity there and possibly have a feud with her, or, you know, feuds with so many other different women in Impact and their famed Knockouts division. Like, there's so much, you know, speculation as to where she could go. There's a lot of speculation that she could go back to WWE and partner with Bayley again, because Bayley has been having a little bit of iffy troubles with Damage Control. And even though they seem to have, you know, cleared things up now, who's to say that things won't mess up, you know, gearing up for Royal Rumble season and she might need a new friend? Like, there's so many things that people are saying. I know my boyfriend said to me, like, bro, what if she came back to wrestling and went to WoW Superheroes? And I laughed and I was gagged and I was just like, bro, if Mercedes went to WoW, me and Katrina, shout out to her, would have to do an emergency podcast. we would have to do an emergency podcast, and it would just be amazing for us on that side of the coin, and it would be amazing for WoW and their viewership. It would be amazing, but you know, it would be amazing. But either way, wherever it is that she decides to go, of course, you know, while she was in recovery, she did pop up at AEW's All In event at in London. She popped up there, and it led a lot of people to believe, oh my God, well, maybe she's going to AEW. Nobody knows. Like, nobody really knows. She could pop up anywhere, but the thing is, her name speaks for itself, and her work speaks for itself. She is the greatest women's wrestler of all time, in my opinion, and I will fight anybody on it. Like, the evidence is absolutely there. So I just wanted to come on here and just talk about my GOAT and just talk about all of the possibilities of where she could possibly go, talk about, you know, what she could do, you know, or maybe if she did come back to WWE, you know, how amazing that would be and all the rivalry she would have there. Her versus Rhea for the women's world title, her versus Bianca again, like that would be sick for the history of that. Like, that would just be insane. Like, everything, her versus Becky again, like everything would just be great if she did go back to WWE. But ultimately, I just want her to go where, number one, she feels safe, number two, she feels heard, and number three, a place that values her and values what she brings to the table. And that is everything. She brings everything to the table. She is an iconic woman. She is one of the four horsewomen. Like, she is an absolute star. She has crossover appeal into other forms of pop culture. Like, give this woman her things. Give her what she's asking for. Give her the money. Give her everything that she is asking for. And I promise you, she will always deliver because she is the greatest. And yeah, I want her to come back. Like, I want her to go wherever it is that she feels is best for her and where she'll feel valued. Oh, yeah. Her versus Jade would be sick. That would be really sick. And I'm not sure who I would root for even then either, because I love both of them. So it would just be too much. But yeah, Mercedes on WoW would be fantastic. But, you know, wherever she goes, I just, you know, ultimately, her vision is always for the upliftment of women's wrestling as a whole. And I just want her to continue to make her dreams come true before, you know, she decides to hang her boots up. And I just can't wait to see what happens next. I'm just really excited for her and her future. And I'm just excited, you know, for what she's going to do. And yeah, just thank you guys so much for watching my Mercedes Moné series. Like, if you haven't already, like I mentioned earlier, gone through the playlist on the Hardy Wrestling Podcast YouTube channel, or even listen to the audio of the HWP extra episodes I've done on her, please go and listen to them. Because of this series, I was able to get my first 2,000 views on a video and 1,000 views on another video of her matches in Japan. Like, I was so grateful for that. So please, you know, if you want to watch it and get those numbers up for the other Mercedes Moné videos, please do that. And get the numbers up for this one as well. Thank you guys so much for watching live. I know that wrestling is on counteracting this, because I know World's End is happening, and I know WoW is actually it's on right now. But yeah, like, there's so much wrestling going on this weekend. But I thank you guys so much for watching this, and please go back and watch my other series on her other matches. And I don't know if it's going to continue. I don't know if this series is going to continue with HWP Extra, because we don't know where she's going to go. So depending on where she goes, maybe it'll continue. But if she does go, you know, to WWE, it won't necessarily continue, because that's a lot of matches to have to cover. And sadly, this series will have to end. But depending on where she goes, if she stays with Japan, then I will definitely keep it going. If she goes to AEW, that's also a lot of matches, and I don't think I'll continue with them. So if this is the last video that I'm doing for the Mercedes Moné series, thank you guys so much for supporting it, supporting me, supporting HWP. Yeah, this is the last video. This is the last episode of HWP for the entire year. It's been a stellar and a crazy year in wrestling, but thank you guys so much. Of course, follow me, your girl Stephanie Hardy, on Instagram and Twitter at Queen Steph Hardy. Follow the Hardy Wrestling Podcast on Instagram at Hardy Wrestling Podcast and on Twitter at Hardy Wrestle Pod. Also follow me on Threads at Queen Steph Hardy and follow me on TikTok at Stephanie_Hardy as well. And like, share, subscribe to the YouTube channel to get those subscriptions up in the new year. I want to reach at least 300 in the new year. So please get those subscriptions up and tell your friends, tell a friend to tell a friend that I am on here talking about wrestling in a chill, positive, and passionate way. I am so grateful for all of the growth that has happened with me being a writer, me being a host, and just betting on myself and being a commentator as well. You guys have been so supportive. And the anniversary of the show is coming up as well after the Royal Rumble. So there's just so much to look forward to. But thank you guys so much for your love and support. And Happy New Year, Jeffrey, and just Happy New Year to you guys. So I'm your girl, Stephanie Hardy, and I'm signing off from the Hardy Wrestling Podcast Extra. And of course, until next time, where I'll see you guys in the new year, 2024. Bye, y'all. Money.